Gimel Nissen, Thursday the 3rd of April, Rabbi Michal Jablinowitz, Mitzvah Sipi Yisrael Mitzrayim.
This year should be Le'ilu Nishmas of Yemari Zav, Rav Shraga Feivel, Rebbe Eliezer Hillel. Today is the completion of the Yud Beis Chodesh of Elis, my father. I want to talk about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I want to read through some Gemaras and try to understand them, make some sense out of them. The Gemara on Daf Kuftes Amad Aleph Imsachim quotes a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chaitfin Es Amatzis Balele Psachim Bishvil Tinaikais Shalo Yishnu. So the Gemara says, Chotfin, which we'll say posh pshat means to grab. We'll see different pshatim in a moment. Chotfin is matzahs. So we do this apparently unusual activity of grabbing the matzahs at the Seder, Leila Seder, night of Pesach, in order that the kids shouldn't fall asleep. So what does it mean, chotfin is matzah? So first, the Rashbam brings two pshatim that Rashi says. What does it mean, chotfin is matzah? The first pshat, he says, Magbin es ha-ka'ara shul tinokos shi'ishalu. We raise up the ka'ara, so the kids will see this, and they'll ask questions. The istim of farshe, and some say, chotfin matzla, ochlin maher. We eat quickly. What does it mean, we eat quickly? We'll have to see in a moment. We'll say at this point, we eat quickly means we sit down, we get started, we eat quickly, we eat right away. You know, sometimes you go to some people's houses Friday night, right? Till they sit down, till they get started, you know, this, to that. Oakland, my hair means you get moving, you get started right away so that the kids don't fall asleep. That's Lechara Pasha Pshat. Then the Rashbam himself brings another Pshat. V'li nira chotvin misalkin es alechem yad hatinokos, shalo yehu yeshenim mitoich machol harbe. We take the food away. Chotfin es hamatzes means we grab the food, we take food away from the kids. What's the pshat? We don't want the kids to sit there and start eating. When they start eating, they become satiated. And like all of us, we become satiated, we start to get sleepy, we start to fall asleep. So we don't want the kids to eat too much. So we take the food away from them in order that state of not having eaten yet, right, will enable them to be awake and alert. Right? Because otherwise, as Rashbam says, Shalo Yishena Mitoich Machal. Okay? These are the three basic pshatim that the Rashbam brings, or at least the ones I want to talk about. Then the Gemara continues with another Braisa. I saw somewhere the gear says it's a continuation of the Braisa. Tanya Amru Olav or Rabbi Akiva Miyomov Lo Omar Higia Eis Lamoid Bebeis HaMedrash Chutz Mi Arve Psachim the Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva never said it's time, let's go, let's leave the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Akiva never said, he was a big masman of course, he never said it's time to leave the Beis Medrash except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Be Erev Pesach Bishvil Tinokos Kidei Shelo Yishnu Ve'erev Yom Kippurim Kidei She'achilu Es B'neihem. So, on Erev Pesach, why did he say, let's get up and go home and leave the Beis Medrash and go home? In order that the kids shouldn't fall asleep. That's what the Braisa says. Doesn't explain. And Erev Yom Kippur, in order to feed the kids. Right? In order to feed the kids. Chorit, to feed them before, on Erev Yom Kippur, in order that they should be able to lechanech them, l'shos, to fast a little bit. What's Pshat in Erev Yom Kippur? The Rashbam says, Kidei shishanu satinokos bayom v'lo b'layla b'shas ha'godo. The first Pshat Rashbam brings, why did Rabbi Akiva go home early? Why did he leave the Beis Medrash? To put the kids into bed. Kidei shishanu satinokos, to cause them to sleep in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Below Belila, and they should fall asleep during the Haggadah. Put the kids into bed. Okay? That's the Rashba. Says Taisus over here. Frek Taisus. Chutz me arve psachim. Hochi goras Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's the Rashbam's gears, and it's our gears in the Gemara as well. Velo nehir. I don't understand. This is Pshat, Taisus. The Atu lo yuchlu lisham below avihem? Rabbi Akiva, the big masmid, the gadol of Kol HaDoros, he had to put his kids into bed. What, didn't have a mother? The father, what's the pshat? Akiva left the basement in order to put the kids into bed. They couldn't go to sleep without their father, their mother, the big sisters. What, somebody couldn't put the kids into bed? Rabbi Akiva had to put the kids into bed? Tosfos is doicha the pshat al asaf. Totally rejects it out of hand. He learns the pshat. He's going raised different. Not arvei psachim. Chas v'sholom, Rabbi Akiva didn't leave the base medrash on Erev Pesach. The kachnir the goras leile psachim. He left at night in order to go home and have a seder with his family. Says Tosfos, are you regilin the base medrash leile yontif? Because we're talking about the gedolei olam. They learned in the base medrash leile yontif also. It's not like us. Beina zmanim, beina sdarim, Shabbos yontif. They always learn. So. But Leil Pesach, Rabbi Akiva left the base medrash. Okay? Leil Pesach, Rabbi Akiva left the base medrash. That's how Tosfos learned pshat. Lo yitachein that he had to leave in order to put his kids to sleep. That's what Tosfos says. What's the machlokas, mashbam Tosfos? Like a funny machlokas, right? He didn't put his kids to bed. What's the machlokas over here? So I want to suggest the following. There's a Gemara on Kuf Tesvav Amid Beis. There's a Gemara that says like this: Lama Okrin is Hashulchan. Okay, one of the things we do is we take the table away. They had like little tables, not like we said today. We're on one big table. Everyone have a little tray, a little table. Lama Okrin is Hashulchan. Why don't they remove the table? Amrei Debei Rabbiyanai Kedei Sheakiru Tinokos V'Yishalo. In order that the kids should recognize and they'll come and ask. Okay, that's why we do it. Then the Gemara brings the famous Maisa. Abaye Haba Yosef Kame de Rabba. Now the Abaye we're talking about here, obviously, is young Abaye. Abaye was raised by Rabba. So it says Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazu de Kamadli Taka Mikame. And he saw they removed the table from in front of him. Right? Little Abaye is sitting and he sees they take the table away. Omar Lohu, so he said to them, what's going on? Adayin lo koachlina. Asu koma achre taka mi kamon. We haven't eaten yet. You're taking the table away from us? That's what little Abaye said. Omar le Rabba, Rabba said to him, oh, famous statement of Rabba, potartan mi loimar manishtana. With that question, why are you taking the table away? You have exempted us from saying manishtana. Right? We don't need Manishtana. We're going to skip and go straight to Avodim Ayin Lefar with Mitzrayim. The whole point of Lama Okrinis HaShulchan was to get you to ask the questions. You ask, that's it. We skip Manishtana, we go straight to Avodim Ayin Lefar with Mitzrayim. Says Tosfos over here, the same Tosfos, Kedei Shiyakir Atinoit V'Yishal, Klomar, Shatzan as it seems to be, not so push it, Klomar, Umitoch kach yavo lishol b'shar dvarim. We don't want him to ask lama okrin es hashulchan per se, but we're going to try to get him to ask umitoch kach, and through this, he'll ask about other things. Avo b'meisha shal lama on okrin es hashulchan, but because the child said lama okrin es hashulchan, lo yipoter mimanishtana. That does not exempt you from manishtana. What about the Gemara? Va'ida Abaye lo pireish haGemara elatchilas sheiloso. Says Tosfos, when the Gemara said Abaye said lama okrinis hashulchan and Rabba, right away got excited and say patarti meloma manishtana. The Gemara is not bringing the entire conversation, entire dialogue between Abaye and Rabba. What happened, says Tosfos, was Abaye said lama okrinis hashulchan, and then he so all now. Awake and stimulated, and he said, "Hey, and lama oklin is a matzah, and lama oklin is a moro." And then Rabbi said, "Oh, patarta milomar manishtana." But just to ask lama oklin is a shulchan, that does not exempt us from saying manishtana. Lama oklin is a shulchan. We're doing it itself in order to get the kids to ask. So how can you tell me since they ask lama oklin is a shulchan that exempts it? It's just a hechatimsa in order to get them to ask the questions. What questions? Matzah, Maror, Pesach, the Iker, Mitzvah Sayom. Not Lama Openness of Shulchan. That question in and of itself is not sufficient. That is what Tosus clearly says. Okay? That's Shitas Tosus. Then let's continue. Kuftez Zayin Omer Aleph. We have the famous Mishnah of Manishtana. Let's take a look at the Mishnah of Manishtana. Mazgula kos sheni, v'kan haben shoel aviv, v'im ein das beben aviv malamdo manishtana halayla zemikol alaylos etc. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah is giving us directions, right? We know the Mishnayos in the 10th parak is the Seder. It's the directions for how we run the Seder. Says the Mishnah, you pour the second cup of wine, and now the son asks, Im ein das beben, if there's no das, there's no understanding with the son, then oviv malamdo, the father teaches him. You know, the kid will sit there, he's not responding, not doing anything. So the father teaches him. What does the father teach him? Manishtana halayla zeh, the manishtana that we all have in our godas. Not exactly the way we have in our godas in the Mishnah, but the manishtana. And what is the list? Matzah, moror, about the Pesach. Okay, very good. That's the Mishnah. Says the Rashbam. There's Rashbam. What's the pshat? Rashbam says like this. V'kan haben shoel esaviv. Now the son asks his father. Says the Rashbam. Kan, here. What's here? It's like directions, ke'ilu. Kan. B'mezigas koisheni. And the pouring of the second cup of wine. Haben shoel esaviv. The son asks his father. Imhu chacham. Of course, this is all assuming that the son is intelligent enough, alert enough to ask him a question. What's he going to ask him? Manishtana achshav shemozgin kosheni, call them achila. What are we trying to get the kid to ask, says the Rashbam? Why are you pouring the second cup of wine? We haven't eaten anything. Mele you made kiddush. We always make kiddush before the Suda, every Shabbos and Yontov. Why are you pouring the second cup of wine? That's what he asks. Doesn't ask matzah moror, Pesach. He asks, why are you pouring a cup of wine? And then he brings, the Rashi he has from his Rebbeim, changes the gears a little bit. The Khan really should be V'kain. What does V'kain mean? He says like the Torah says, Kain v'nos tzlovcha dovros. It's correct. Kain miloshon, like we say, nachon. Kain, it's nachon, it's correct. Meaning, klomar, dinhu, it's correct and proper that when the kid sees you pouring the second cup of wine, sheyeh shoel mezikas kosheni, manishtana. You see, when the son sees the father pouring the cup of wine, it's appropriate, correct, he should say, manishtana, why are you pouring the second cup of wine? So the pshat, according to Rashbam, is very clear, and it seems very different than Tosfos. The other Rashbam is learning in the Mishnah like this. You pour the second cup of wine. Why are you pouring the second cup of wine in order to get the kid to ask? Why are you pouring a second cup of wine? Rashbam says that explicitly. Now, some kids may not be able to ask. Some kids are a little young, not as sharp. So then the father teaches him. So the father's not going to teach him, why? Hey, did you notice, Junior? Why are we pouring a second cup of wine? Why are we being okay to shulchan? Obviously, when the father teaches him to ask questions, he's going to talk about the Ikar Mitzvah Sayom. The father's going to talk about Matzah and Maror and Pesach. But he's only doing that if the kid is not sharp enough to ask questions about what's going on. But clearly the Rashbam learns Pshat in the Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. It's Pashut, Patarten, Milomer, Manashat. It's Pshat in the Mishnah. When the kid says, Lama Okrenes HaShulchan, those words by themselves, Lama Okrenes HaShulchan, why removing the table, are sufficient to exempt you from saying Manishtana. Manishtana is only being said when the kid is not asking any questions. That's clear what the Mishnah is saying, and showing how the Rashbam is learning Pshat in the Mishnah. So he's not learning that way. All these questions that we're getting the kids to ask, it's only to get them started, to get them revved up, so to speak, in order that they should eventually come and ask the questions of Matz and Mor. And it's only when they ask about Matz and Mor that we really will be exempt from saying Manishtan. To say it a little bit different, the question is, who is the Manishtana that we have in our Haggadahs, right? Who's that Manishtana for? Is it for the son or the kid, or is it for the father? Is it the questions that we want the kid to ask? Right? Because, of course, the whole mitzvah of the Higadat Labincha, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we want the kid to ask questions so that he'll be stimulated, he'll be aroused, he'll be able to listen better to the answer to the mitzvah. Yigan for Levincha is better performed when there's a question before him. When there's a lack of understanding first, then the teaching has that much more meaning. So what are we trying, who's the Manish Tana for? So according to Rashbam, the Manish Tana is for the father. When the kid doesn't ask on his own, the father says to him, Manish Tana, Matzah Mor, etc. Right? According to Tosus, it's partial. The Manish Tana is for the kid, like everybody in the world thinks. The printed Haggadah, that Manish Tana is for the kid. And all the other questions, Lama Ognes HaShulchan, and all the other things we're doing is so that the kid will eventually ask those questions of Matzah and Mor. They make a diuk, and I don't know if they, I remember if they connected to this, but you see in the Rambam, the Chorot Rambam says, Mamish exactly like the Rashbam. The Rambam says exactly the Rashbam. If you look in Perek Ches in Hilchos Chomei to Matzah, where the Rambam goes through basically the Seder, goes through the Haggadah, goes through the Seder of the evening. So listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Halacha Beis, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, Umozgin Hakos Hasheni, Umozgin Hakos Hasheni, Vikan Habein Shoel. You pour the second cup of wine, and here the kid asks. Okay, that could go either way. But then the Rambam says, I read Rabbi Salvejik makes this deal, I think it's in the name of the Chasam Sofer. The Omer HaKore Manishtano Halayla Azeh. Who says the Manishtano? The Kore, the Baal HaGadol, the father. L'chorah, the Rambam is learning pshat like the Rashbam. You pour the second cup of wine so that the kid asks. Then the Koreh, the father, the Baal HaGadol, the one who's teaching, right? He says, Manishtana Laila Zemikol HaLeilos. Just as an aside, usually the way it works, I think, most people by the Seder, you get the kids that get up, they say Manishtana, right? And then you say, Avadim Mayim Lefar. You see, according to the Rashbam, and explicitly in the Rambam, everybody should make sure they say the Manish Tana. Even if you have 10 kids and 10 grandkids saying the Manish Tana, and you're sick of it, and you want to already start, Avadim Ayinu, Omer HaKore Manish Tana. Because the Manish Tana is part of the teaching of the father when the kid himself is not able to properly ask the questions. The Rambam clearly holds the Manish Tana is for the father and not for the child. So what? I think Rabbi Salavajic says this, that the Manish Tana, the way you have to learn it, is not my last question, you know, why? How do we translate it in English, where you usually say, why is this night different? It's Bameh, that's what he says. Manish Tana is Bameh, it's part of the answer already. Bameh, how is this, right? It's like part of the explanation. So it's not like, what's going on here? Why is this night different? That's not the pshat. According to the Rambam, then the pshat is, it's more a bameh as opposed to a ma. That's the answer, I think, to your question. I want to point out another Gemara. There's obviously connected to this. On Kuf Yudalid Amid Beis, on the Mishnah Kuf Yudalid, and then on Kuf Yudalid Amid Beis, Reish Lakish, there's a sugya here. Those of you who remember from Daf Yomi not so long ago, it's complicated, so you always have problems just reading Poshup Shan in the sugya. With Mitzvah Rikos Kavon and Reish Lakish makes it easier by the Trei Tibule. So Reish Lakish wants to say from the Mishnah is talking about a case where someone didn't have Shar Yerokos for Karpas and they use Chazeres, right? They use Moror for Karpas, right? That's the case. And now you have to go back and eat Chazeres again. Morah again in its proper place in the Seder as a kiyum of Morah. Even though I already ate the Morah, I ate the romaine lettuce, ate it earlier as Karpas. So Reish Lakish says, Zosameris mitzvah tzrichas kavona. So you say mitzvah tzrichas kavona, why? If you hold mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavona, the first time I ate the chazeres, I'm yotzer automatically. Even though I was doing it as Karpas, I didn't have in mind I'm eating Morah, right? But if you hold ain't shrichos kavana, I did the mitzvah, I ate maror. Says Reish Lakish, no, but you see, that's not the halacha. Halacha is that you have to eat the maror again. You have to eat the chazeres again, since when you ate it the first time, you didn't have ma in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror. So the Gemara here, without going through the whole shak levatari, the Gemara concludes, it's a machlokis tanoim. It's machlokis tanoim. It says, what's a machlokis tanoim? First, there's a braisa that says pashut. Ochlan, demai, ochlan, balom, iskabe, and yotza. So first the Gemara brings a brisa that says explicitly, if you eat the maror without kavana, you're not yotze. You are yotze. Eat the maror without kavana, you're yotze. So you see, mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, this brisa. Then the Gemara brings another brisa. Listen to this other brisa. It's a short brisa. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yossi. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afa Pisha Tibel b'chazeres, even though you already did the Tibel with Chazeres, you ate this karpas, mitzvah lahavi levona of Chazeres v'charosa sushnei tavshil. There's a mitzvah to bring Chazeres again. Also, Gemara says, you see, even though you ate the Chazeres the first time, there's a mitzvah to eat it a second time. So the Gemara says, you see, this is a manda omer that holds mitzvahs tzrichas kavan, right? You have to bring it again. Okay, machlokes kanon. Gemara says, no, v'akati mimai. How do you know that this manda omer holds mitzvahs tzrichas kavana? Dilma kosova Rabbi Yossi, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Maybe holds ain't tzrichas kavana. Why are you eating the mor again? So that we get two dippings in. Why do we want two dippings in? In order there should be a heker, a recognition to the kids, they'll come and ask. Says the Gemara, in Cain, my mitzvah. The Gemara says, but the Braisa says it's a mitzvah to bring more chazeres and eat it a second time. And if you're going to tell me the whole reason I'm eating it a second time is just in order to get the kids to ask a question, that's not a mitzvah. My mitzvah. The Lashon Rabbi Yossi was mitzvah lahavi lefan of chazeres. Listen to Rashbam over here. What does it mean? It's not a mitzvah. It's for the Hekeret Tinok. It's not a mitzvah. Says the Rashbam, my mitzvah. Says the Rashbam, mitzvah lahavi, klomar, mitzvah lahavi min haTorah. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to bring chazeres a second time and dip and eat the chazeres. Why is it a mitzvah from the Torah? Why is it a mitzvah from the Torah? So first of all, if you ask anybody today, moror is what? The rice of the Rabbanan. Moror today is the Rabbanan. Why does the Rashbam mitzvah min haTorah? Because the Rashbam is saying Pashup Shat. What's going on here? These are the Mishnayos. There's a brisa, the Mishnayos of the Seder. What on Kuftez Vav Amud Aleph, Kuftez Zayin. What was the third question? Shebachol Halelos Anu Ochlim Basar Tzli Shaluk Umuvushal Halayla Hazeh Kulot Tzli. Says Rashbam, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim HaYeshuvel Kain. We're talking about Bizman Beis Hamikdash. Bizman Beis Hamikdash, we had the Karban Pesach. The Moror was Doraisa. Says the Rashbam, when the Gemara, the Braisa, rather, use a Lashon Mitzvah, it implies it's a Mitzvah Min HaTorah. So it's a Mitzvah Min HaTorah, it has to be Moror. But it doesn't mean that Akeir Tinokos is not a Mitzvah, about it's a Mitzvah. Masha Enkein, if you take a look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the sugya, the whole address of the sugya mitzvah shrichas kavana. So Rava says, the Gemara says, atokei l'shir yotza. Somebody below show for stomp to make a nice sound. He's yotze the mitzvah. On my Rava's oisomeres mitzvahs ain shrichas kavana. Frektoisos, why didn't the Gemara bring these two brises over here as a support or akasha for Rava? You see, we have two brises. One holds mitzvah shrichas kavana. One holds ain shrichas kavana. Says Tosos, you know why the Gemara didn't bring over there the brisa from over here? Because Maror is the Rabbanon, says Tosfos. And you might think Rava is only talking about Kiyah Shofar. Kiyah Shofar is a mitzvah doraisa. Mitzvah doraisa, mitzvah saint shrichas kavana. Right? But for, you can't bring a kasha, the rice and the rabbana. That's what Tosha says over there. In fact, we hold lahalocha. We hold, there's a sheet of lahalocha, and you see in Simon Samach, the Mishnah brings a Morgan Avram, who makes a chilek between the rice and the rabbana. So you see, Tosha learns, Mara has the rabbana. And yet, what did the Gemara say? Mitzvah means it can only be more, but Hekeret Tinokos is not a mitzvah. Right? Masha Enke, and according to Rashbam, of course it's a mitzvah. Why did the Gemara say it can't be a mitzvah? Because the Gemara was assuming a mitzvah doraisa. Can't tell, because it's not a mitzvah doraisa. So it comes out like this. There's not much time, let me finish. It comes out like this. Rashbam and Tosus are arguing on a basic fundamental point. Are all the steps that I take, all the questions that the child asks, that arouses his curiosity, that shows the child is stimulated, is that part of the mitzvah of Higarta Levincha? And the Rashbam says yes, and therefore, when the kid says, Lama Okrinis HaShulchan, Patartan Milomar Manishtana. When the kid says, when you pour the second cup of wine, we want the kid to ask, that Matzamara. Let him ask, why are we pouring the second cup of wine? That's what we want the kid to ask, that's part of the mitzvah, you got it to the bincha. And when we dip twice, says Rashbam, about that, that's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, Doraisa. When the Braisa said mitzvah, we understood that to be Doraisa. Still a mitzvah. Mashkein came to us, no, the mitzvah is matzah, morah, pesach. I don't care that the kid is happy and he's excited and he's asking questions. That's not the mitzvah we got into Lepincha. So Rashbam says, on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Akiva left the base, managed to put his kids into bed. That's part of the mitzvah we got into Lepincha. Everything I do that gets my kid to be up and awake and alert and asking questions, that part of the mitzvah we got into Lepincha. And Rabbi Akiva left in order to do the mitzvah by himself. Tosfos says, why putting the kids into bed? That's not part of the mitzvah. Why is he leaving? Why is he leaving the Beis Medrash? That's the machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos. And this machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos is nageya halacha lemaisa. I think every single person, every single father has had this issue, has dealt with this. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Beis. I don't have time, I'm going to bring Rai, as you see in Mishnah Berurah, lechara holds like Tosfos. That all the questions we want him to ask are about Matz and Mara. Says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, you should, Yiyeh Shulchan Aruch Mibag Baal Yom, the table should be set before early, Kedei Lecho Miyad Shetechshach, Ve'af Imu Bebeis HaMedrash Yokum, even if in the Beis HaMedrash Yokum, Ipnei Shem Mitzvah Limaher V'Le'echol B'Shvil HaTinoko Shelo Yishnu. There's a mitzvah to hurry up and eat so the kids don't fall asleep. What's meant hurry up and eat? What does that mean, hurry up and eat? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotzolom El'Zareiz La'Sos HaSeder, get started, be quick and get the Seder going so they don't fall asleep. So they know it won't take a long time until the eating. There's a Sharat Sin here. Everybody has to see the Sharat Sin, Sivkot and Beis here, and Tafayin Beis. And the Sharat Mishnah Berurah in the Sharat Sin says, Makor Haidina, whom he braised the Chotvin Amatzah B'Shil Tinokos. What's the source of this halacha that we started with? Your Chotvin is Amatzah. So one of the Pshatim, where Rashi says, you start quickly. Ukaperish Rashi B'chad Lishna, Demarin Lecho. You can't say it doesn't mean go move quickly so that they can eat, rush through the Haggadah like some people like to do. Can't be that. That's not the pshat. Is the eating the ikar of the Seder night? Right? Then he says, the efshar or lomar b'chavonus hamachaber. I'm skipping because of time. The Efshar, listen to this pshat that he says. Maybe you could say the pshat l'mechaber is, Deshaper yesh lemaher ulahagia lidei motzi matzah. Maybe you should go quickly through the Haggadah in order to get to motzi matzah. Kedei shiyishalu ha-tinokos lama ochlin matzah. Ukshem esuben davka. If you rush through the Haggadah, the kid will be awake. He'll see everybody eating matzah. And he'll ask, why are we eating matzah? B'lama ochlin moror. Even though the Manishtana is in the beginning of the Haggadah, says the Sharatin, ain't bekach chlum, it doesn't mean anything. The ikar hasha'ela v'atmiya shalatinok hu b'shoa sheroe hamaise be'enov. The ikar question of the kid is when he sees the action with his own eyes and he leaves it v'tzorech iyun. It's a question that has perplexed Jewish fathers throughout the ages. Do I go slowly or do I go quickly through the Haggadah? And the Mishnah Berurah here suggests go quickly. Why? Because what are the questions we want the kids to ask? Matzah questions. Morer questions. He's not going to be able to see that until you get to the end. Either Manishtana is at the beginning of the Haggadah, it doesn't mean anything. He's not going to ask. He hasn't seen it yet. The Mishnah Berurah is clearly holding like Shitas Tosfos. We want the kids to ask matzah and morah questions. So how are you going to do that without making sure they're awake and alert and stimulating? We're eating matzah and morah. According to the Rashbam and the Rambam, there's no problem here. The Manishtan is the father's questions, statements. It's not for the kid. The kid's questions are at the beginning. What do? We remove the table, we lift up the car, we do all these different things. We pour a second cup of wine. Because according to Rashbam and Rambam, the questions are about what we're doing right now. Just get the kid stimulated, get him awake, get him alert, and then we'll teach him Avadim Hayinu L'Fa'ar B'Mitzrayim. But the Mishnah Berurah is learning like Taisus and Achinami. You have to make sure the kids are there in order to see the matzah and the maror, and therefore ask the questions about the matzah and the maror.